To be honest with you, yeah, the car was the best it's been all year for sure. The car felt really good in practice. We only went out for one session, and we decided not to really waste the tires because this was the second week on the tires. And went out in the heat race. The car was real good. I got to fourth spot and kind of rode there for the handicap, and I knew the car was real well. I wasn't really expecting to start anywhere near the front. I went and looked at the lineup, and I hate starting on the front row, so I kind of rattled my cage before the race, but it all worked out in the end. So,
yeah, especially in both divisions this year, I don't say the initial pass, but that first lap, the drop of the green, it's that much more important to get the lead by lap one, because the chances are this year so far, that's pretty much the only pass you're going to have to make.
Absolutely. The starts are extremely critical, and you know, I feel like last year it wasn't as critical, but this year, you know, it just seems like your winners are coming from the front row, and it's really a big deal, that first start. And I wanted to make sure I was on my game for that, because I wasn't, you know, the 37 car, they've been running phenomenal. So I didn't want to take anything lightly, and I really made sure that was a good start.
What'd you hit on the off week? You must have done something different.
Honestly, I just changed something that was simple. We adjust every week at the track. The car's been on and off compared to what it was last year. Last year, the thing was like Old Faithful. It was the same car, super consistent every week. We changed almost nothing, and the car was fast every week. Where this year, we've had to chase it and chase it and chase it, and I kind of went back to the basics and just tried something, you know, dumb that we do every week, and the car rotated a lot better and much easier to drive.
Granted, you can't tell because of where you ran all night, but maybe in the heat race, I think you said you kind of sat back and forth. How raceable was the second groove?
In the heat race, I actually rolled to the outside once over in turn three, but then the car that I was trying to roll the outside of pushed up in the center of the corner, so I kind of just made a late apex move and tried to go into the bottom of the track, and so I couldn't really tell, but you know, I think the outside's still there. You know, it's just getting up there and making it happen. It's just, I don't know if it's the tires or the track. I mean, I know with my car, it's definitely been noticeably different than last year, and I think it's just greasy. I don't know if it's the track or the tires or a combination of both, but I think the outside will work, but it's just, you know, it's a different world up there for sure.
You got a cool trophy tonight, too.
Yeah, I see that. I wasn't expecting that either. That's pretty cool.
Who do you have to thank for your win tonight?
I'd like to thank my crew, because they're really the reason that I'm here every week, and my parents. I'd like to thank Rich and Casey King, Lake Ontario Prompt Care, Menard Oswego County Ambulance Service, W. Thurlow Transportation, Scientific Tool, Ferdy's Modular Homes, Gary's Equipment, Hawk Jr., Labatt Blue, and Shannon's Hot Dogs, Bond and Motor Sales, Brew and Brewer, Slice and Go Deli, Crosby Hill Auto, Doyle's Bikes, Three Little Pigs Bottle and Can Return, Hahn Welding, and I'm sure I'm probably missing somebody, but that's what I got.